This is Akashvani. A review of today's Parliament proceedings read by Saira Mujtaba. First from the Lok Sabha. Writer is Achinta Bohra of PTI. The Lok Sabha today passed the Finance Bill 2026 along with 32 government amendments. With the passage of the Finance Bill 2026, the Lok Sabha completed its part of the budgetary approval process. The upper house, Rajya Sabha, will now consider the bill. After the Rajya Sabha approves the bill, the budget process for 2026-27 will be completed. The Union Budget 2026-27 projects a total expenditure of 53.47 lakh crore rupees, an increase of 7.7% over the current fiscal ending 31st of March. Replying to the debate on the Finance Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, "India is riding on the reform express and reforms are happening with conviction and clarity." Sitharaman said that reform is not happening out of compulsion but out of conviction, with clarity, confidence and commitment. India is riding on the reform express under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. She further said that there is a trust-based tax administration that is being improved by reducing unnecessary hardship for honest taxpayers. The government has taken various steps to empower MSMEs, farmers and cooperatives in order to boost production, employment generation and overall development, she said. This bill aims to support them with a slew of initiatives to reduce compliance burden, improve liquidity and raise their share of contribution towards the larger economy, she added. Elaborating further on the bill, the finance minister said that customs reforms have been proposed by altering many provisions with the objective to promote trade facilitation. Meanwhile, a bill to amend the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act or FCRA was introduced in the Lok Sabha today, with the government making it clear that individuals engaging in forced religious conversion through foreign funding will not be spared. Introducing the Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment Bill 2026, Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai stated that the legislation aims to enhance transparency and ensure proper utilization of funds received from abroad. Countering the opposition's charges that the bill is dangerous, Rai asserted that it is indeed dangerous for those who engage in forced religious conversion using foreign contributions, as well as to individuals who abuse foreign funding for personal gain. He said that the Modi government will not tolerate any misutilization of foreign funding and will take strong action against such elements. Earlier, opposing the introduction of the legislation, Congress member Manish Tiwari said that the bill will give sweeping powers to the executive without any constitutional safeguards. Trinamool Congress member Pratima Mondal, while expressing objection to the bill, said it is dangerous and draconian as all power is going to be vested with the central government. She said that the central government will have absolute power without any constitutional safeguard, adding that the legislation will ensure centralization of authority. After a brief debate, Krishna Prasad Teneti, who was in the chair, called for a vote on the motion, which was accepted by voice vote. As for the proposed amendments, the government oversight of foreign-funded organizations will be significantly tightened. It proposes for creation of a powerful new authority to seize and manage the assets of entities that lose their license. The bill seeks a comprehensive statutory framework for vesting, supervision, management and disposal of foreign contributions and assets through a designated authority, including provisional and permanent vesting. At present, approximately 16,000 associations are registered under the FCRA and receive around 22,000 crore rupees annually, according to the statement of object and reasons of the bill. The proposed law seeks to provide timelines for receipt and utilization under prior permission. It provides for the cessation of certificate, regulation of handling assets during suspension, rationalizing penalties and requires prior approval of the central government for the initiation of investigation. Quote, "Over the period, certain operational and legal gaps have been identified, particularly in relation to the management of foreign contributions and assets created therefrom in cases where registration is cancelled, surrendered or otherwise ceases," unquote. The statement of objects and reasons of the bill said. In the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, FCRA, Section 15 provides for vesting of assets but the absence of a comprehensive framework for supervision, management and disposal of such assets has led to administrative uncertainty and scope for misuse. Under the proposed law, the government has introduced a new chapter 3A to establish a designated authority to take provisional or permanent control of assets created from foreign contributions in cases where foreign contribution certificates have been cancelled, surrendered or seized. It provides for a comprehensive framework for vesting, supervision, management and disposal of foreign contributions and assets in a designated authority, including provisional and permanent vesting. The Foreign Contribution Regulation Act of 2010, enacted in May 2011, regulates the acceptance and utilization of foreign contributions and foreign hospitality to ensure that such inflows do not adversely affect national interest, public order, or national security. The Act has been amended in 2016, 2018, and 2020. The proposed legislation also seeks to tackle the multiplicity of investigations, inconsistency in penalties, absence of timelines for utilization, lack of express provision for cessation of registration, and ambiguity regarding treatment of assets during suspension that have posed challenges in implementation. The bill also seeks to provide timelines for receipt and utilization under prior permission, regulate dealing with assets during suspension of registration, provide for cessation of certificate upon expiry, non-renewal or refusal of renewal, rationalize penalties, and introduce prior approval of the central government for initiation of investigation. Carrying further the legislative business, the Lok Sabha took up a discussion on the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code or IBC Amendment Bill 2025. Opposition members said the IBC law has failed to serve its purpose as tribunals with limited capacity have not been able to ensure the timely resolution of matters. Participating in the debate on the IBC Amendment Bill 2025, which has been brought afresh based on the recommendations of a select committee of the lower house, opposition members also claimed that the code has become a tool to seize the assets of entities. TMC's Shaugat Roy claimed that the judiciary and the executive have both undermined insolvency resolution in the country. He said the National Company Law Tribunal, or NCLT, has limited capacity, leading to delayed resolution of cases. He also alleged that the law on fugitive offenders is weak, thus failing to serve its purpose. D. Prasad Rao of the TDP flagged delayed resolutions but said the amendments in the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Law will ensure faster settlements. K. Veeraswamy of the DMK was of the opinion that the Insolvency Code has become a tool to rip the assets of companies by finding flaws in the insolvency ecosystem. Like others, he too flagged delays on the part of tribunals to settle disputes. The government has been trying to resolve several challenges, including timelines of resolutions and liquidations, resulting in value deterioration, low realizations to creditors, and capacity constraints at NCLT. The Select Committee, in its report, has sought to address some of these key challenges relating to delays in resolution and liquidation and low recovery rates. During the question hour, Union Minister Prahlad Joshi took a swipe at the Congress, drawing protest from the Congress members. Replying to supplementaries, the Minister for New and Renewable Energy said, during the previous Congress Party-led UPA government, they were suffering from a sunstroke in an apparent reference to former Congress President and current Leader of Opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, due to which they could not harness the energy of the sun. And now, a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Sanjeev Chopra of PTI. The Rajya Sabha today passed a law on protection and rights of transgender persons. With this, Parliament has passed the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Bill 2026, as the Lok Sabha had passed the bill yesterday. Replying to the debate on the bill, Minister of Social Justice and Empowerment, Virendra Kumar, said it seeks to end discrimination and social apartheid. He said the Modi government believes in Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas, and this bill is a clear reflection of its resolve and belief. The minister said the government is working towards every person's emancipation and empowerment. the bill which seeks to amend the Transgender Persons Protection of Rights Amendment Act 2019 proposes excluding social orientations from the ambit of the statute and also provides for graded punishment based on the gravity of harm inflicted on such people. Kumar said that the bill aims to provide protection to only those who face discrimination due to biological issues. The minister asserted that the amendment will ensure that transgender persons continue to get legal recognition and protection. The minister said the definition of transgender described in the 2019 law has been redefined and puts an end to the discrimination, and this provides such persons with legal protection. Highlighting the steps taken by the government for the welfare of the community, the minister said that transgender welfare boards have been set up in over 30 states. This bill will bring administrative clarity and protect the rights of transgender persons. The bill was passed by a voice vote in the Rajya Sabha after rejecting amendments moved by the opposition. Some members had demanded that the bill be sent to select committee, which was rejected. The bill seeks to give a precise definition of the term transgender and exclude different sexual orientations and self-perceived sexual identities from the proposed law's ambit. Several opposition members spoke against the proposed law. Some said gender inequality for transgender persons must be urgently corrected. Several members participated in the debate, including Swati Maliwal of Aam Aadmi Party, JMM's Mahua Maji, Amarpal Maurya of BJP, Renuka Chaudhary of Congress, Samajwadi Party's Jaya Bachchan and NCP-SP MP Fauzia Khan, besides Manoj Kumar Jha of RJD and TMC's Saket Gokhale. DMK MP Tiruchi Shiva argued that even if the bill is passed, it will be struck down by the Supreme Court as it is in violation of the Constitution. Earlier, Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai introduced the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 in the Rajya Sabha while rejecting opposition notices on its introduction through a voice vote. The bill seeks to create a unified legal framework governing personnel across different CAPF forces, replacing the current patchwork of separate service rule regimes for the five CAPFs. MOS Home Nityanand Rai, who introduced the bill, sought to allay concerns about its scope. Rai said the duties, powers and governance of the forces will remain intact under their existing mandates. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju also came out in defence of Parliament's legislative authority, taking direct aim at opposition members who repeatedly invoked Supreme Court judgments to challenge the bill's validity. "How can we take away the legislative competence of this House?" he asked. Rijiju reminded the opposition that Parliament, empowered by the Constitution, held absolute competence to legislate and that abdicating that responsibility is not an option. There were heated exchanges when opposition MPs wanted to speak for some time to raise their objections on the bill's introduction. Deputy Chairman Harivansh initially declined to allow opposition members to speak at length on their notices, but later gave them some time. Congress member Ajay Makan strongly opposed the bill, saying it is against the Supreme Court rulings. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju meanwhile informed the Rajya Sabha that the House will not meet over this weekend, as decided earlier. Parliament had not met last Thursday and Friday due to festivals, and it was earlier decided that the two houses would meet over this weekend. Rijiju said members suggested in the Business Advisory Committee of both houses that Parliament should not sit over the following weekend. Rijiju said Parliament will also not meet tomorrow on account of Ram Navami and on 31st March to observe Mahavir Jayanti. Parliament is likely to complete the budget exercise for 2026-27 by approving the Finance Bill 2026 on Friday. Rijiju said under normal circumstances, members introduce private bills on Fridays. However, on the coming Friday, that is 27th of March, the finance bill will be taken up since it is very important. The finance bill, which has already been approved by the Lok Sabha, will be taken up for consideration in the upper house on Friday, Rijiju said. He was informing Rajya Sabha members about the business schedule for the next 3 to 4 days. Earlier, several members raised issues of public importance during the 0 hour. Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said the allocation of 5 crore rupees per annum for MPs under the MPLAD scheme is quite less and it should be increased to at least 20 crore rupees, besides abolishing GST on works carried out under the scheme. Under the Members of Parliament Local Area Development Scheme, each Member of Parliament or MP is allocated 5 crore rupees every year to recommend development projects focusing on durable community assets like infrastructure, health and education. Congress MP Neeraj Zanghi made a strong case for India to develop an indigenous internet search engine to reduce dependence on foreign companies like Google and strengthen digital sovereignty. That's all in Parliament Review.